Good evening again. For those of you I have not had the pleasure of meeting, my name is Michael Williams. I serve as senior pastor here, and this evening I serve to introduce our guest speaker. It's a great pleasure to have Reverend Dr. Fred Craddock and his wife Nettie with us this evening to inaugurate the Bishop Roy C. Clark and Marion Clark Lectureship. This is the first time we've done this, and we're very excited to have Dr. Craddock here to get us started in such a fine way. I first met Fred Craddock in Columbia, Tennessee in the early 1980s. He had served Central Christian Church while he was doing his PhD work here at Vanderbilt, and they had invited him back for a revival. Well, I was serving on the staff at First United Methodist Church, and when they heard this, several of my church members said, "You need to go hear this guy." I think maybe it was a suggestion about ways I could improve my preaching. Even though they did not attend Central Christian Church, they had heard him in other venues and were mightily impressed. They remembered him well. I followed Fred at a particular speaking occasion about 10 years after he had come, and when I got there, they didn't particularly want to talk about me, which was fine, and they didn't particularly want to talk about the person who had spoken the year before or the year before that. They wanted to talk about Fred because he had made that kind of impression, and I have to say I've never taken a formal class with him, but I probably learned more from you than anyone else I can think of, just by watching what you do and listening carefully, I hope, to what you've said. As many of you will know, Fred Craddock retired as the Bandy Professor of New Testament Preaching at Candler School of Theology at Emory University, had a long and distinguished career teaching there at Emory, and has continued to lecture and to preach and to lead a church in Cherry Log, Georgia, north of Atlanta, and all I can say is we are just delighted to have you kick off this Clark Lectureship for us. He will also be preaching at the 11 o'clock service in the morning. Church members here already know that. Those who are clergy in the group whose time is taken up at that time, I know are cringing that they can't be here, but if you are not already scheduled at that time, I invite you to come and hear him again at 11 o'clock in the morning. Dr. Craddock, we're delighted that you're here.